103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for music, money, and more. We brought out the community stars on the Playmaker Show, and now we bringing out the comedic stars. Kansas City, we got Bruce on the phone. Now, Bruce, we were expecting you in the 4 o'clock hour, man. What happened, dog?
I'm late. I was pimping, preaching, and playing.
You know, it's a busy lifestyle, you know, dog?
Yes, sir.
Now, Bruce, you and Mike Epps will be putting people on the... But on November 11th, you guys will be doing just that when you come to Kansas City. Now, is the tour underway or is it about to get started up?
No, man. We started up for 2017 and 2018. Me and Mike Epps, we always do it. It does very well every year. So we come to KC to let them know we're about business. You know, saying like the Kansas City Chiefs, baby. Every year we've been doing it now for about the last 8 years, man. It's been doing well. Mike has been doing this thing. I've been doing it. I think he has special guests on there sometimes. So they might as well get ready. It'll be me and Mike. You might see somebody else. So come to the show. You're going to have fun.
I might see a little surprise. Never know who might come through on the Mike Epps and Bruce tour, man. That's what I'm telling you. So now, Bruce, let me talk about you for a minute, dog.
Okay.
So now, you recently went to the Def Comedy Jam 25th anniversary. All the greats were there, including yourself, man. I gotta ask you, as a comedy fan, and especially with Def Comedy Jam, what was it like to be in that room again with everyone, knowing how far you've all came because of that show?
Hey, man, let me tell you, man, it was a great honor to just see everybody. Everybody have grown, they got older, they rich, they millionaires. But the best thing happened to me is I was sitting at a table next to Puff Daddy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I got up to speak to him, and he put his hands together like he was praying, and he bowed at me like a Japanese. He said, "You are the king, bro."
And that's love, too, man. Because I remember, I want to say it's like, I think it was Dave Chappelle when they was on stage just kind of goofing around. They was like, "Oh, yo, and there's Bruce right there."
Yeah, Dave Chappelle was acting crazy. He said, "Hello, Bruce, how are you?"
It was great, man. Like, I feel like that was the spot to be if you were a comedian, man, because you had all the greats in one room, and that's very rare, man. So, like, a show like Def Comedy Jam have that kind of power to bring all those guys back together once again. It's an amazing thing to watch.
Man, it is, man. The cool thing about it, man, is that, you know, I know Russell Simmons. I know Dave Chappelle. I know DL. I know Steve Harvey. I know Cedric Alexander. I know Adele Gibbons. I know everybody. We have been working together, and it was just a pleasure and an honor to be in the room with them and being a part of Def Comedy Jam.
It's a beautiful thing, man. And the beauty of it, man, that show, like everybody else, man, that show pretty much put you on the map, because after that, Bruce started to become a household name once the 2000s hit. You had Comic View, you had The Wash, and of course, you had the Little John shout out. Let Bruce hit it. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, like a player should be shouted out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People don't realize, though, you know, Biggie shouted me out of Hypnotize, you know what I'm saying? People never noticed that, but if you listen to Hypnotize and listen to it at the beginning of the song, he shout out Bruce too.
Hey, that's just game recognized game right there, for real.
My man.
And so, like, man, at this point in your career, man, I would say you're definitely considered a legend in the comedic world. And to have that status and still be able to tour and have your name ring bells this deep in the game, how does it feel to have that legacy as a comedian?
Hey, man, and it's crazy you say that, because I used to look at people like Richard Pryor and Rodney Winfield and say the same thing about them. But now it's my turn. It's the best feeling in the world, especially when young comedians come up to be comedians and they're really funny. I love encouraging them and letting them know to keep doing it. Don't stop, you know, because if you stop, you never know you're going to make it. So you got to keep going, you know, if you make it.
That's true. That's a very good fact. I was hearing some comedians talk about Eddie Murphy from, like, you know, the Delirious days. Like, he just kind of stopped doing stand-up. Do you think you could ever just stop doing stand-up like that?
Oh, no. I'm probably 50 more years from now, I'll still be doing comedy. When they get ready to bury me, I'm going to still have my songs and tell them a joke. Comedy will always be my heart. I'm going to do TV shows, movies, commercials, cartoons, animated. But hey, comedy first on the list.
Comedy's where the heart's at, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, Bruce, man, I don't want to take up any more of your time, sir. It's been an honor talking to you, dog. You are a comedic legend. I'm a huge fan of stand-up. This means a lot to me. So thank you for calling into the Playmaker Show, Bruce.
Hey, man, I appreciate it. Hope I see your face in the face, man, and I show you some love.
I can't wait for that day, Bruce. Can't wait to see when you come to Kansas City on November 11th, dog. Thank you for calling into the Playmaker Show, dog.
Thank you for having me, my brother.
No problem, sir.